This is a question about the birth of Haridas Thakur, Namacharya Haridas Thakur, Sunday Satsang. October 4th, 2020, the mysteries of Haridas Thakur's birth. Although it's generally understood and that Haridas Thakur was born in a Muslim family or a Yavana, and he got converted to Vaishnavism, became a great devotee, became a great acharya. After taking initiation from the way to acharya, he took diksha from the way to acharya. And he studied the Bhagavatam under him and practiced bhakti bhajan. But there's a very famous book. Many modern professors have written books about the birth, and many places they say that he was born in a Brahmin family, but he was raised by Muslims. Because when the ancient scriptures describe the bodily features of Haridas Thakur, it said he had all the features of a Mahapurush, had very auspicious bodily symptoms. So if he was born a Yavana or Lecha, he wouldn't have these auspicious symptoms of Mahapurush. So this book is Prem Vilas, written by Nityananda, Sri Nityananda Das, who is a disciple of Janava Mata. This book was written about 500 years ago. So in the 24th Vilas, it's like 12th chapter, 24th Vilas of this book, he says that Srila Haridas Thakur was born in a Brahmin family in the village of Budan, in East Bengal, which is modern-day Bangladesh. However, his parents died when he was a child, so Haridas went to live in the house of a Mohammedan Muslim named Malia Qazi. This Qazi was a government official in the Ambuya province of what's modern-day Bangladesh, East Bengal. He took diksha from Vaita Acharya and studied the Vedas under Vaita's guidance. So that's solid proof there from Prem Vilas. He was actually born in a Brahmin family. And there's a book by Brajeshwarananda, was written in 2009, and the title of the book is Sri Sri Prabhupada Vaitacharya. And in this book, Sri Sri Prabhupada Vaitacharya by Brajeshwarananda, says Haridas Thakur was born with the name Manohar Chakravarti in Khulna district in Bangladesh. He was kidnapped as a child by thieves and raised by a kind-hearted Muslim since his childhood. And when he was 18 years old, he left home and came to Shantipur and took shelter of the way to Prabhu. Well, of course, it's not Gaudiya Praman, but it's a source of knowledge, comparative knowledge, and many interesting points. But on the internet, if you look up Wikipedia, Haridas Thakur, they say he was born a Brahmin, and his name was Shri Prasad Chatterjee. So Chatterjee is the name of Brahmin Gotra, Brahmin Varna. So there's a fair amount of evidence. There's also another book or two by professors. As in this Wikipedia site, where it says that he was a son, he was born Brahmin with the name Shri Prasad Chatterjee. That's by a book written in 2010 by some professor. Anyway, the main thing is, no matter what one's birth is, born in any country, any varna of any ashram, Mleccha, Yavana, Gnostic, atheist, Buddhist, anything one is, if he surrenders to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can get the perfection of life by taking diksha from a proper guru and doing nam bhajan and practicing bhakti bhajan. So birth is not important. It's not how you start the race that counts, it's how you finish the race that counts. The race may begin and you may be last to jump off the blocks, but somehow the other runners in the race, they trip and fall, and their shoes come untied. You end up coming in first place and winning the race. So birth doesn't matter, but you have human form of life, that's all you need. And anyone has a tongue and ears can generate Krishna and perfect their life and attain self-realization, realize God, and attain Krishna Prema. That's the lesson of Haridas Thakur. It doesn't depend on birth, any birth, high or low. Anyone can take to Krishna consciousness, practice bhakti bhajan, chant Mahamantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, make his life perfect, and go to Krishna. Jai Radhe.